This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. We've been in a recession since last year. I've said it. Most people have no idea we are in a recession. The news is not going to tell you that. Media, the government, none of them would tell you we are in a recession. But clearly you can see prices have gone up. People are losing jobs. Businesses are closing down. If the economy is so strong as they claim it to be, why is all this happening? It's to be the complete opposite. But clearly it is not. The US economy is in a recession. But Washington nor its lapdogs on Wall Street would tell you that. They would not admit that until perhaps maybe later on this year, when they have sold their big positions. In fact, insider selling statistics are soaring. Recession is confirmed by the latest jobs data, which showed a big decline in the household survey. Although the headline establishment survey of the BLS, Bureau of Lying Statistics, which is faked, they showed there was a gain in jobs. Other firms such as Zero Hedge have become excellent in pointing out the number of fairy tales of the BLS and other government entities. Aside from the recent spectacular deceptive BLS report on jobs, here's an additional factor they pointed out. Quote, the BLS reports that in February 2024, the U.S. had 132.9 million full-time jobs and 27.9 million part-time jobs. Well, that's great. Until you look back 1 year and find that in February 2023, the U.S. had 133.2 million full-time jobs, or more than it does 1 year later. And yes, all the job growth since then has been in part-time jobs, which have increased by 921,000 since February 2023, from 27.020 million to 27.941 million, end quote. The advertised strong job market is total fiction, but analysts and economists swallow it as it were the gospel truth. These are liars and lazy analysts. There are more surprises for you, such as, are the illegal migrants counted? Foreigners apparently getting most of the jobs. Native-born Americans lost 2.4 million jobs in the past 3 months. As Zero Hedge pointed out, quote, in the past 3 months, a record ex-COVID crash, 2.4 million native-born jobs have been lost, including 494,000 jobs lost in February, end quote. However, the foreign-born workers got a record 1.2 million jobs. Do the foreign-born include both legal and illegal migrants? It is assumed that mostly illegal workers were added in February. That is noteworthy. So basically the summary is, U.S.-born workers, jobs plunged by 2.4 million in 3 months, and foreign-born, mostly illegals, got 1.2 million jobs in just 1 month. Is this a Marxist plot? Do the illegals pay taxes? How are they working without being legal? Does anyone in government still care about U.S. laws? The official unemployment rate in the U.S. jumped to 3.9% and is now at a two-year high. Wall Street analysts and economists tell us the economy is strong, citing the fake numbers from Washington. But the reality is that it is confined to a few narrow sectors, such as restaurants, airlines, and hotels. The car industry is suffering, partially because of the reluctance of consumers to buy EVs. The online auto buy-sell platform CarEdge noted on X, quote, for reference, new car inventory is up 195% over the past 30 months, end quote. Another post that said, quote, new car inventory has exploded higher, end quote, up 49% from last year, and now at the highest level since June 2020. That is another confirmation of recession, or does anyone think that car sales plunge during a strong economy? A German, Holger Zaspitz, wrote on X about Germany's recession problem. Quote, "Good morning from Germany, where the labor market is sending out strong warning signals. Jobless claims rose by 11% in February, more than double the 5,000 predicted by analysts. The seasonal adjusted unemployment rate held at 5.9%. It's the highest level in 2 years." End quote. Their GDP growth is negative. So if this doesn't show you that we are in a recession, I'll give you another example. A lot of people know what the Family Dollar is, Dollar Tree, stores that sell low retail items, obviously in the name dollar. So if you think those places will not go out of business, you are wrong. Because according to an article, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar to close 1,000 discount stores after billion-dollar losses. So let that sink in. If people are struggling, usually they go to stores like this because everything's a lot cheaper than you would go to a Walmart, Target, etc. These discount stores are what help people that are financially in trouble. So places like these are going out of business. Are we not in a recession? So I'm going to read an article coming in from valuetainment.com. The article is published by Connor Walcott and is published on March 13th. The title is Dollar Tree, Family Dollar to Close 1,000 Discount Stores After Billion-Dollar Losses. Discount retailer Dollar Tree is planning to close nearly 1,000 stores across the United States in response to quarterly losses and changes in customer spending. As part of a much-needed portfolio optimization, Dollar Tree executives announced on Wednesday that the company will shut down 600 stores in the first half of 2024. The closures will be split between the namesake chain subsidiary Family Dollar, which it acquired for $8.5 billion in 2015. An additional 300 stores will close over the next several years as store leases expire. Quote, "Our biggest problem right now is getting enough merchandise into the stores fast enough so the consumer can respond," end quote, said CEO Rick Dreiling during a fourth quarter earnings call. On Wednesday, the company also reported a net loss of $1.71 billion, $7.85 per share, for the quarter ending February 3rd. In November, Dollar Tree announced a possible restructuring that involved shutting down underperforming Family Dollar stores. The company incurred a $594.4 million charge for a portfolio optimization review, as well as a goodwill impairment charge of $1.07 billion and an assessment impairment charge of $950 million. Dollar stores in the U.S. have reportedly been struggling in recent months as e-commerce platforms like Chinese app Temu have increased in popularity, offering cheaply made consumer goods for deeply discounted rates. Family Dollar has also recently been plagued with health and safety concerns, including selling cinnamon powder contaminated with lead, and storing items in rodent-infested warehouses. These lapses in cleanliness led to $41.7 million in fines from the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. And that is the end of the article. Do not be fooled. We are in a recession, whether anyone else tells you or not. Like I said before, the news will not tell you, the governments will not tell you, they do not tell you the truth. And if that's where you're getting your information from, you need to do your own research or get your information from somewhere else. Because nowadays, there's a lot of manipulating going on. There's a lot of lies going on. And just like the last podcast I talked about the former CIA agent, how you can be easily manipulated and brainwashed. It's easy for them to do. They know how to manipulate you. They use your emotions against you for you not think logically. But we are in a recession. I just told you jobs have gone down, full-time jobs, since last year, 2023. Meanwhile, part-time jobs have gone up. So what does that tell you? A few things. People are getting laid off from the full-time jobs and having to go to part-time jobs. And that people are struggling financially because everything keeps going up, that they have to start picking up part-time jobs because everything's too damn expensive. These are what these numbers show you. Just like what I talked about, the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, they are closing stores down. You would not think this because people will go to these places, discounted retail stores, because they want cheaper options, because they can afford full prices, because 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. This is why it's important to educate yourself, know what's going on in their world, stop being brainwashed, stop watching TV, the news, social media, where they keep feeding you garbage, and you just keep listening. Meanwhile, you have no idea what's happening in the real world. Meanwhile, we are in a recession. But most people have no idea because they are not told they are in a recession. They do not do their own research. They do not pay attention. And even if someone tells them they are in a recession, if it doesn't come from the news, if it doesn't come from the government, it's not true. But people do not understand. These entities lie to you. Do you really think they tell you the truth? They don't. It's unfortunate, but it's true. The last couple of years, the government, the fake news, they easily tell you what they want you to believe. They tell you their narrative. It's gone to the point, gone so far, they can tell people that if you are born a male, you are a female. If you are born a female, you can be a male. You can identify as pronouns. They, them, she, her, he, him. This is how stupid society is getting. And we let it happen. Because people are easily brainwashed and manipulated. The sad thing is, they think you are stupid. That is the truth. But they can tell you anything they want. And unfortunately, the average person will listen. Because the average person is a mindless zombie who does not think for themselves, who wants things done for them, who wants people to tell them what to do. That is the average person. If you don't believe me, that's fine. I 100% support it. I just encourage you to do your own research and not believe everything you are told. Because we are told we are not in a recession. But everything has gone up. People are losing jobs. Businesses are going out of business. So how are we not in a recession? And how is the economy so good if all this is happening? Think about it. I know you are one hell of a smart person because you listen to this podcast. Not many people will listen to this podcast. Reason being, people rather watch and listen dumb things instead on educating themselves and being a better version of themselves. Meanwhile, you get ahead, like I've said before, those people who are easily manipulated and brainwashed, those are the people that are going to fall behind and are going to struggle in the future. Mark my words. But congratulations to you, though, because you are one hell of a person who's trying to get better, trying to improve, trying to be the best version of themselves. Nowadays, not many people are trying to do that anymore. So my hat's off to you. Because stuff like this is very important. Financial education is very important. You need to know what's going on in the real world. You gotta stop spending money on dumb things that you do not need. Because times will get more difficult. Guaranteed. Because we are in a recession, possibly we can get into a depression. Is it possible? Yes. Will it happen? Who knows? I hope it doesn't. But why do I say this? Because the U.S. is trillions of dollars in debt. The U.S. debt is at a new record high of $34 trillion. If that isn't enough, it is increasing by $1 trillion every 3 months. The U.S. debt on the last day of February was $34.471 trillion. a new record high. Debt has increased by $470 billion in the first 2 months of the year. At this pace, the U.S. debt will hit $37 trillion by year end and $40 trillion by the end of 2025. And that should terrify you. That's why you need to understand what's going on. At this point, anything is possible. So don't waste your money. Make sure you have your money. Keep making money before you can stay ahead of inflation. And that's why I always recommend platforms that I personally use, like Fundrise, which is a real estate crowdfunding investment platform. It's as well as M1, which is a platform I use for my retirement, having a Roth IRA in that one, which is based off the stock market. But by all means, it's not financial advice, just financial education. You just need to stay ahead of the curve and make sure you're not losing money and your money is not devaluing. But that's just my 2 cents. That's going to be for this podcast episode. As always, I appreciate your time for listening. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for being a Patreon member and supporting this podcast. If you want to be a Patreon member and help support, you can do that by being a Patreon member, and the link will be in the description below. Please, as always, like, comment, subscribe, and share with other people if you found this podcast beneficial, and I truly appreciate it. Thank you all, as always. I wish you the best. Always keep educating yourself. Make sure you know who you're listening to, and be skeptical, because not everyone is telling the truth. So be safe out there. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.